Do you honestly think metformin is the answer? By now, it's just not enough to manage diabetes effectively. And
this is, well, it's something of concern to certainly health authorities here in Australia and health professionals. They're being impersonated in deep fake videos promising all sorts of things, dietary supplements for the treatment of type 2 diabetes, and obviously great concern about these fraudulent ads that obviously might lead people to stop taking their medication. I mean, we hear about all sorts of deep fake this and deep fake that, and it's something that our IT and gadget guru has spoken and written about at length. And he joins me now. He's got a wonderful website too, techguide.com.au. The man behind it all, Stephen Fenwick's on the line. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Richard. How you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. And you? How are you?
Yeah, well, thanks, mate. Yeah, I saw this this story you were talking about, the deep fakes. It's, again, pretty. It is pretty cheeky of these scammers to use what they hope people would think is a genuine doctor or a genuine celebrity to sell their wares. And, you know, they're basically just dodgy salesmen.
Yes.
And the dangers of this are obvious. You mentioned that this could maybe influence someone to try a different medication, stop taking their own medication, and could cause all kinds of problems. I think moving forward, this is obviously AI generated, this whole deep fake video. There needs to be some rules set in place, and I'm talking like globally agreed rules on what you can and can't do with AI and how it has to be detectable that these are fake. A lot of people would look at that and think, oh, that's fake. But a lot of others might think, oh, okay, this looks pretty real to me, and they'll believe everything they're seeing. So it's just like there are ways you can detect that an article is written with AI. There are AI detectors. There needs to be some sort of guardrails here, and the government's sort of pretty, it's in its infancy, sort of the government regulations around AI. There needs to be some guardrails around this, the appropriate use of AI and stuff like this obviously needs to be stepped
out. Yeah, certainly. Interesting. We're talking about cybersecurity all the time. Interesting what the chief security officer with the NAB, the National Australia Bank, he said passwords were, quote his words, terrible and becoming increasingly risky in a digital world where cybersecurity breaches are widespread and obviously identity theft on the rise. But they're talking about killing off passwords for internet banking within the next few years. But what do they replace, you know, passwords with?
I've spoken about this in the past. There's a new thing that's been developed by Apple, Microsoft, and Google called the pass key. There are some sites that actually use it now. PayPal uses a pass key already. Basically, NAB is going to use a combination of pass key, but also biometric information, so face ID, fingerprint, which I think is the way forward. You're never going to forget you'll forget a password, but you're not going to forget your fingerprint or your face. You're going to have that. But the pass key is a setup where the verification happens on your side of the transaction. So the pass key is stored on your computer, and then you just verify it once you log in. You then verify your connection with a face ID or a scan. How it stands now, all the password encryption, all the information is on their side, on the server. And so the risk of that is, A, you've got to remember a password. B, if that's compromised, then that information can fall into the wrong hands as well. So it minimizes the risk of having the passkey on your own device. And all you need to do is then verify that with your face ID or your fingerprint. So NAB's, I think you'll find that the other banks will follow suit here. At the moment, like I know my banking apps use face ID to make sure it's me, so I don't actually have to type in a password. Sometimes I might need to put in a passcode, but this is the way forward, I think. So people, it's impossible to remember 78 different passwords without help, right?
Yeah.
So this is, I think, biometric information. No one can fake that. No one can fake your fingerprint. No one can fake your face ID, the good face ID anyway. So this is, I think, a sensible way forward.
Well, and the other thing with passwords, you mentioned, you know, if you've got 78, it's where do you keep them and where do you securely keep your passwords?
a lot of people go old school, mate. I know people who've got little notebooks in their drawer with all their passwords, and other people use password managers, you know, like LastPass and Dashlane, and Norton 360 has a password manager too, and they're great.
Yep.
And they remember everything for you. Like even my app on my Mac user, my Mac has a keychain that remembers all my passwords as well, which is great.
Yeah.
But the pass key, I think you're going to find, is the way forward. There's going to be, the security information is going to be stored on your own computer rather than on the company or the bank.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Yeah. You know, different banks do different things. I'm with the ANZ, and I've got several. Well, I've got at least a couple of different accounts with ANZ.
Yep.
But if I transfer more than a certain amount out of one of my accounts, I need voice recognition. And
they're doing voice recognition.
Yep, it tells me what to say. I have to speak into the phone. This is for internet banking, and then it'll verify if that's me. They've been doing that for a while now, ANZ.
Yeah, I know they have. Others have. I normally just get a text message with a code on it as well. That's another way to guarantee that you're the actual person doing that transaction.
All right. On the subject of telcos, and this gained a lot of attention last week, Telstra have bought the prepaid provider Boost Mobile, I think for about $140 million. And apparently our former Prime Minister Paul Keating is going to get about $40 million out of that. But what does it mean for Boost Mobile customers now that it's owned by...
If you are a Boost Mobile customer, you're a prepaid customer, it's not going to change anything at the moment, and they've said nothing's going to change. It's business as usual. Boost had a real... they were originally, when they launched, they were with Optus, but since they joined Telstra back in 2012, they've had a really close relationship, and Telstra's actually given them so much access to their network, more than any other mobile virtual network operator. So the MVNO, so like Kogan uses Vodafone, Amaysim uses Optus. They use not the whole part of the network, whereas Boost were given full access to the network, 5G, 4G. They were treated like just basically another arm of Telstra, which this sale is it makes perfect sense because they're basically sort of the business that's using their network is now they own that business. It's been a great setup and good on Paul Keating for getting in early. Peter Adamson, who was the founder as well. I've spoken to Peter a few times. He's quite vocal about the telco network, the telco industry. He's also set to benefit here too. I think he's a 34% shareholder. And Paul Keating, good luck to him. $40 million. Merry Christmas.
Very Merry Christmas. Look, I mentioned before, and I didn't realise, I bought a phone, this is years ago, I've since got another phone, but I bought it through JB Hi-Fi, but it was a Telstra account, but it was a JB Hi-Fi Telstra account. What I didn't realise until I got an email from JB Hi-Fi saying it was going to change, I had to get the JB Hi-Fi app, but if I didn't want to continue with them, go into a Telstra shop, which I did. But what I didn't realise is, and all the accounts, etc., were coming from Telstra, but I didn't have access to the 5G network under that JB Hi-Fi plan. Now that I'm with Telstra, I do. But I didn't even realise that. Everything came from Telstra.
They were reselling. JB, they're a Telstra reseller.
Yeah.
So that was their little side hustle where they selling all these customers all their phones and they're saying, look, do you want to join our network? Decent rates. You're not going to get all access to the whole network. I don't think customers realise that. But
I didn't.
Sort of was sold on price.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was their little side hustle, mate. But they basically did what Boost do. They resold the Telstra network, but not all the Telstra network.
Yeah, all right, now dude.
It's beginning to look a lot like.
And your tech guide, your 2024 12 days of Christmas gift ideas. And what are you looking at on day six?
Yeah, day six we did tablets and e-readers. That was yesterday.
Okay.
So, you know, we're looking at iPads, Samsung Galaxy Tab S's, Microsoft Surface, but also e-readers, so Kindles, the Kobo readers, the Kindle Scribe, which is a new larger screen e-reader that you can write on the screen. It actually you can take notes and stuff on the screen. So that was yesterday. Today I'm going to publish drones and other little gadgets. We've also had in the past cameras, dash cams as well. There's a special offer actually. Day four, if you look at the in-car gadgets day, Navman has a special for Tech Guide readers, 20% discount on their MyView 920 DC, but also 20% off a motorcycle dash cam. They make a dash cam, the MyView 820D, for motorcycles, and that you get a 20% discount if you, the details are on Tech Guide, if you order through navman.com.au, use Tech Guide at checkout, you get 20% off, mate, which isn't too bad.
Yeah, all right. And did you take advantage of some of the Black Friday sales, Stephen?
Mate, I didn't, no. I saw a lot of other people did, though.
Yes.
But it's a great time for people to maybe get in early and do their Christmas shopping. Save a bit of money there.
Yep.
But I think, the sales are going to continue right up to Christmas. But also then you've got your Boxing Day sales.
Yes, it goes on and on.
Sale-a-thon in the next month.
All right, mate. Always good to talk to you. Have a great week. We'll catch up next Tuesday.
Look forward to it. Thanks a lot, Richard.
Stephen Fenwick, our IT and gadget guru's website, which he was talking about there. It's a ripper. Tech Guide, TechGuide, one word, techguide.com.au.